Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
What does it mean to have power? It's the ability to do what's right and to respond correctly, no matter how badly I hurt, and regardless of what others are doing, saying, or thinking.
That was evangelist Aaron Coffey, our guest speaker for today's edition of Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Today on Heart of Harvest, our guest speaker, Aaron Coffey, will share with us from the book of Isaiah in a message he calls Fear Factor.
There are three negative emotions in the Bible. One of them is anger. All of us understand have had our dealings with anger. Another negative emotion in the Bible is lust, whether it be immoral lust or whether it be a covetousness lust for other people's things. And then the last one is fear. Of the three, which one do you think is in the Bible the most?
Fear.
Hence the session, Fear Factor. What is fear? What is fear? According to Webster's Dictionary, it's defined as this: an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by the anticipation or awareness of danger. Many synonyms we use: dread, fright, alarm, panic, all of these things. But I want you to get this definition. What is fear? Listen to this definition. Fear is an evil disposition that controls our thoughts and our actions, and most importantly, it hinders our walk with God. Fear is gripping, it is crippling, and it is disabling. Every single one of us, me included, you, the person beside you, every single one of us have a problem with fear. There's different types of fear. I've put probably the three main fears in life. Three different types of fear. First of all is the fear of death. If somebody started shooting, we would all hide for cover. We all understand the fear of death. The fear of failure. Nobody wants to be a failure. But you know what? How about this one? The fear of man. In all of the Word of God, which one do you think it talks about the most? The fear of man. Guys, the fear of man is the thing that will cripple you for all of your life. We start to really care what people think. I want you to listen to this. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fear of man bringeth a snare. What is a snare? What does it mean? What's a snare? A trap. That's exactly what it is. Now, guys, I don't know if you know anything about traps. I don't know if you've had any mice running around your house or any rats running around. But you set a trap, and it's not a pretty thing when that sucker gets caught. Man, they go and they take the cheese, and that thing snaps over on them. It's not pretty. How would you like to live your life in a trap? Back when I was a kid, my grandpa, I would go and spend summers with him. He owned a farm, and he had cows, and this was in the state of Tennessee, and I would go spend the summers with him, and we'd be there, and I remember up on his wall. Now, my grandpa wasn't a trapper, but his dad was. My great-grandfather had been a trapper, and he had up on these wall, on the wall, all of these traps. And you know what? I hated those traps, because one day my grandpa told me what they were. And he explained to me how you would pry that thing open. It had these teeth all down the side. And you would take this thing and you would put it out. You would put it out in the woods, and you would have this chain on it, and you would chain it around a tree, around a stake, and you would cover it over with leaves, and you would leave it. And along would come some fox or some little raccoon or something furry and cute. Would just be walking along through the woods, minding its own business, not bothering anybody. Then bam, all of a sudden this thing would step on this trap and it would snap on his leg. And man, this thing would howl and scream and whimper and bleed for hours, sometimes days, until the trapper would come back around and catch and come up on this emaciated little hungry, thirsty, almost bled to death animal, and he'd kill it. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you something. When I hear this, I hate those traps. I had this out-of-control imagination. I just knew someday I was going to be walking through the woods. I was going to step on a trap and be there for days. I hated them. But you know what, guys? Let me tell you something. According to the Bible, if you live your life under the fear of man, you will live your life in a trap. You'll be trapped. You'll be ensnared. You will be a slave to the people you fear. This is something that we all struggle with. For just a minute, I want us to talk about how we can overcome this horrible, crippling enemy in our life. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, where we start at the very beginning. Paul says this, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. It didn't come from God. Where did it come from? Well, we're going to talk about that real quick. God's given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. It didn't come from God. Where did it come from? Well, first of all, you really must understand that fear is not from God. It is a manifestation of your own flesh. Fear of man is sin. People don't believe that, and you need to believe it. Fear is sin. It's sin. That's the problem. Where did it come from? You see, when God created man and woman, He created them perfect. There was no fear. Part of their perfection was there was no fear. And then one day, Adam is walking through the garden, and he sees Eve, and Eve is standing there with this piece of fruit, and there is something written on her face that he's never seen before. As she stands there holding this piece of fruit that she's bitten out of, and written all over her is fear. She gives it to Adam. I don't know why Adam ate it, but he ate it. And immediately, the Bible says, they both realized that they were naked. And they ran and they hid. God comes through the garden and He's calling for them and they're hiding. They've sewn fig leaves together to cover themselves. And what does it say? God finds them and says, "Why are you hiding?" And they said, "Because we were afraid." And they didn't even know what fear was until that moment. Then they had children, and you know what? Their children were born fearful. And their children had children, and they were born fearful. And their children had children, and they were born fearful. And their children had children, and they were born fearful. All the way down to me and you. And do you want to know something, guys? We come in to this world, and we're fearful. We're fearful. And you know what it is? It is sin. Just like your sin nature that gets passed down. Nobody ever has to teach you how to do wrong. Nobody ever has to teach you how to be mean. We just know how. You must understand that fear is sin. You know what? You must confess it as sin. You must see it as sin. You must confess it as sin. You must come to the place where you say, God, I don't want to live this way. I don't want to live in fear of the people all around me. It stunts my spiritual growth. It cripples me. I feel the trap. Do you feel the trap? Do you feel the trap right now in your life? We can't do the things that we would because we're fearful. You must confess and forsake fear of sin. But then you know what? You must claim the promises that we find here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Real quickly, let me just cruise through these. God has not given us the spirit of fear. It's come from somewhere else. It's come from the fall, and we all have it. But what has God given us? Well, first of all, God's given us power. What does it mean to have power? You know what it is? Listen to this. It's the ability to do what's right and to respond correctly, no matter how badly I hurt, and regardless of what others are doing, saying, or thinking. And it's from God, and it is the ability to do what is right. It's a power that you have from the Holy Spirit. Guys, the power to do what's right, this is what God will give you. And you can respond correctly no matter the circumstance, no matter what people are thinking, no matter what people are saying, you can live in victory, because you have the power of God if you're saved. Second of all, second thing that God's given us, He's given us love. What does it mean to have love? He's not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us love. It's the ability to put others before yourself, regardless of how they feel about you or how they treat you. It's the ability to love people no matter how bad they hurt you. It's the ability. It's a God-given ability. I can't do this on my own. This is beyond me. I can't do this. But it's a God-given ability to love people who don't love you. It's a God-given ability to love people and to put them ahead of you and to care about them more than you care about yourself. You know what? God's not given us a spirit of love, but He's given us a spirit of power. I mean, He's not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of power and of love. And you know what? Love is the thing that allows you to forgive people who hurt you. Love is the thing that allows you to witness about Jesus Christ. Love is a thing that allows you to be humble. Humility and fear are total and complete opposites. And I want to say that again. Humility and fear are total and complete opposites. Because when you are humble, you will not be fearful. When you are fearful, you are not being humble. Because fear at its core is a focus on self. God has given us a spirit of power and of love. And then lastly, of a sound mind. What does it mean to have a sound mind? It's having the mind of Christ as the Word of Christ dwells in you. As you come to God's Word and you fill your mind with the Word of Christ, then the mind of Christ begins to become the mind you have. You begin to, little bits at a time, you begin to think like Christ. You know what? Christ didn't live in fear. Christ loved when everybody hated Him. Christ went to the cross no matter what people were doing to Him. It is the mind of Christ as the Word of Christ dwells in you. This allows you to find your acceptance in Christ. This allows you to see and to deal with fear in your life. Because listen, God has given us everything that we need in Christ to win the victory over the snare of fear. You must claim the victory today, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. As you can have victory over the enemy of fear. And we need to rise above by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to say, God, I don't want to live in this trap. I don't want to live this way. You know what? There's nothing to matter with times that you hurt. There's nothing to matter with those things. Those things are normal. Those are parts of life. But let me tell you something. You can't live life fearing other people. It will stunt your spiritual growth, and you will not have grown because you were so concerned about the fear of man.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with our guest speaker, Evangelist Aaron Coffey, on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That information again, Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. Our phone number, area code 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website. That's hbcguam.net, where you'll also find information on how to obtain a podcast of today's program. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.